This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, Carly.
I'm exhausted.
Of course you are. You're tapping into your psychic senses.
Honestly.
That was terrible.
Was there a moment when you went, oh?
No. If anything, you just proved that you turned me back into a skeptic because it's just kind of like you say vague things, then people just go, oh,
I was pretty specific.
I could do it right now with anyone and you just go like, oh, okay, I see, is there a man, a tall man? I'm seeing brown hair, tall brown hair. Yeah.
For me, is this for me?
Yeah. And I'm seeing,
you know me too well.
You haven't misplaced something recently, have you? Because I see a lot of movement in your future, that's all. And I want to make sure that you collect everything.
Oh, now you're getting too vague.
But what everything about with you.
Explain the Labrador. You'll hear that in the podcast.
You won't.
That was very specific.
I hope it doesn't make the cut. Maybe it won't. Alpha Bucks. We want to give it away, of course, again tomorrow. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. So get yourself that letter and answer. What have we got?
I've just got to get it.
Oh, see, she wasn't prepared because her psychic senses let her down. She didn't know this
really
was coming up.
Okay, here we go.
She's so drained from using her psychic abilities, ladies and gentlemen.
Honestly, it really does drain you.
Does it, but?
All right, your letter is N for November. All right.
Okay.
Ooh, what have we got here?
Obviously, for the hardest one. Yep, go.
Yep, the hardest one. Starting with N, and this goes to show it's the hardest one.
Yep.
Name a movie.
Oh, I was going to say November Rain, but that's a song. What is it? No Country for Old Men or whatever it is?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. You could have Night at the Museum.
No, it's Old Country for Old... Yeah. What is, I don't even know. Yeah, what is it? What's the answer?
You could have had No Strings Attached.
Okay, yep.
I feel like there's a lot more.
Yeah, I feel like anything with the word no at the start, right? Like...
Well, nope. That new movie out, Nope.
Oh, that's good. Yep. Because it's even The Notebook.
There's one called November something, actually.
Oh. Well, just say, remember. So nope. Just say nope.
Nope.
And Carly, you remember when they say nope, it's not them disagreeing with you?
Remember when I did that with the Justin Bieber question?
When they said, sorry, name me a song from Justin Bieber starting with S. And I went, sorry. And you went, name me a song with Justin Bieber starting with S.
Because I'm more worried about stuffing up the question than listening to the answer.
Because the thing is, we're marking the answers. You're just doing the questions. There's a lot of pressure in your position.
I've
done it a few times, and I don't envy you. I hate it. I'm pushing the sound effects, and I get nervous enough making sure I hit the right 30-second timer.
Oh, Nacho Libre.
Oh, Jack Black.
Oh, geez, he's good, isn't he?
He is good. He was in Weird Al's movie.
And, was he?
Yeah. So was Conan O'Brien randomly. So many actors in it. Josh Groban was in it randomly.
Oh, Nanny McPhee.
Rainn Wilson.
Oh, Napoleon.
Oh, great movie.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also a movie, Napoleon, that's about a Labrador.
Oh, I thought it was about Little Short Angry Frenchman. All right, sure. Well, anyway, plenty of options. Good luck to you.
Oh, it's set in Sydney. Are we done? Sorry, I'm really invested in this Napoleon. I want to watch the trailer.
He gets
carried away in the air by balloons.
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm tired. Enjoy the podcast. Or don't. I'm not your boss. Alan and Carly. Normally on a Wednesday, we're chatting to psychic Alison Maiden right now. However, we're going to be chatting to her tomorrow.
Yes. There was a scheduling conflict.
Yep. She didn't see it coming.
Mm. But never fear, because I am here to step in or step up. Because, Alan, I like to think I have some form of psychic ability. This comes from Alison Maiden herself. She said, everyone has psychic ability. You just have to tap into it.
Yeah, I have skeptic ability and I am nailing it.
But what I thought on 131060, keep in mind, Alison will be here tomorrow. So if you don't get your money's worth, by the way, it's free, so don't complain. I am going to try and give some readings. I'm going to see if I can tap into that third eye.
Now, you've said on another radio show you've done this before, and you were weirdly right.
And I was weirdly very right, because what I was saying was just things that come to mind.
Okay.
And they were hitting home for people. So maybe there's something in these random thoughts. Maybe they are psychic thoughts. Maybe they are random.
You did say just before you wanted a bacon egg McMuffin. Was that psychic, or was that just your stomach?
No, that was just my stomach calling out.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Should we do like a little tester with someone?
Okay, let's do a tester.
Okay, well, 131060, if you have, I don't know, if you want a reading from psychic Carly Porch, but Christy from Kalgoorlie is our brave contender to kick us off. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Hi, Alan. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
She
is straight into business.
No small chat for me. Okay. Right, yeah, cool. All right.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Carly, baby, am I going to come into some money this year?
First of all, can I just say what's first come to my mind? I don't know if there's anything in this, but do you know a Labrador?
No.
Okay. You haven't come in contact with a Labrador recently?
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Must be for someone else. All right, let's get back to you. Now, will you come into some money? Now, have you recently changed jobs?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I've got some news. Some news. There might be a job change.
Oh, okay. When I spoke to Psychic Allison last year, she said I was going to become like a prison guard or something in the prisons.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't want that. I'm a geologist.
Oh. Now, what I'm thinking, Christy, with this money, is I've got some investment tips.
No, you don't want that from Carly. She's terrible.
I'm just kidding. No, I reckon there might be something in this job change, and I'm thinking that that's going to lead to a pay increase.
Oh, cool.
This is such vague.
What?
It's
anything else you want to know about? Are you single, Christy?
No.
You were so bad.
Well, maybe you might be. I don't know. Saying.
I don't know. I have been thinking about it.
Well, now we're onto something here because maybe I'm seeing maybe someone else might come in that you might meet through this new job. I'm just saying.
Christy.
That has money.
Christy, that's how you're going to get your money.
Christy, stop listening to Carly.
Thank you. Next.
Please just chat to an expert.
What do you mean, expert?
Chat to anyone else before you take.
Christy, did that all hit home for you?
No.
Oh, my God. I just got it. He's going to have a Labrador. That's where the Labrador comes in.
Oh, of course.
You need to start hanging around dog parks, girlfriend.
All right, I will. I'm going there right now.
No, don't. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
You can do a lot better things in your day.
131060. I feel well and truly chewed in. I'm so glad we did a little warm up there. 131060, people, if you want your psychic reading.
God.
Whew, I am tuned in.
17 minutes of the show left. Thank God. We're taking your calls next. 131060 for psychic Carly Porch. This is going to be just awful. You're in hit. Let's start with Roy in Geraldton. Good morning, Roy.
Morning.
How you doing, man? How's your day been?
Not giving away much.
I just woke up, so yeah.
Yeah, just woke up. All right, cool.
Well, sounds like something you would do, Roy.
Yep.
Sleeping in.
You have a question for our pretend psychic, Carly Porch.
Yeah.
What is the question, mate?
I'm not that good.
Yeah, I have a soccer game on Saturday.
Okay.
And I was wondering how I'm going to go. How am I going to play?
Yeah, how's it going to play? Roy. Are they going to win, Carly?
Well, first thing that comes to mind, you guys aren't called the Rovers, are you?
Nah.
No. Okay. That's not who you're playing, is it?
No, we beat them already, so yeah.
Oh, because Rovers come instant to mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, so there's something in that.
Well, they already beat the Rovers, so you're saying that they're going to beat this next team.
That's what it is. It's coming to me. You've beat the Rovers. Now you're going to beat this other team. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't sound too convinced, Roy.
No, I'm not.
Now, that's because you need to show up. I'm sorry, but you are the weakest link on the team, Roy.
Oh, wow.
They need you to show up. I'm sorry.
Roy, that's brutal.
I'm just calling it how I see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe if you spend some time on the bench, maybe there might be a bit of a win there. I'm just saying, Roy, I just call it as I see
Once
it. That's
again,
all.
I just want to say, no one take any of this advice seriously. Roy, thanks for your call. I'm sorry about that.
And congratulations on your win.
Wow.
All right, to the next caller, Rebecca in Cowbarry, your question for pretend psychic Carly Porch.
Okay, Carly, I've lost my house keys with my mailbox keys.
Oh, okay.
I need to paint a picture. She's closing her eyes. Ooh, she's looking around.
Now, do you have some steps in your house?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I'm in the right house. Okay.
Did you steal the keys?
You know where I'm getting? I'm getting down the side of the seat in the car.
You know what? That would probably be a legitimate answer. But I did have a look with the kids and we couldn't find it. But maybe I need
so therefore it's
another look,
answer.
Rebecca. Another look.
I think I had a man look.
Oh, okay. That's the problem.
Well, I'm hearing a woman psychic right now. It's not
there
exactly doing
it to
me.
There we go. So, Rebecca, that's where it is. Just down that little bit there. And, you're
Rebecca,
welcome.
If by any miraculous miracle they're there, please let us know because I have no faith at all. Thanks for your call.
And I'll fix that squeaky stare too, by the way, Rebecca.
Shut up.
What was that?
Just fix that squeaky stare.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
This is
all right.
Last
Jeez,
one.
I
keep
am
it quick.
Good at
no,
this
no,
stuff.
Keep it quick. Fred from Bunbury.
Okay, Fred from Bunbury.
What's your question for psychic? Oh, why did I say that? Pretend psychic Carly Porch.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good.
Terribly.
Yeah. I put an offer in on a house yesterday, and I just want to know whether you think I'm going to get it or not.
You're going to get okay. it. Everyone's buying houses at the moment. Bang, sorted.
Okay, Fred. Oh, yeah. Is this house near some water?
Yeah, it is near water.
Okay, because I can see you living
I can't.
By the water. Wait a second. I'm seeing the colour green. What does that mean, Fred?
There's a lot of fruit trees out the back.
That's what it is, the fruit trees, the green fruit trees. I think you're going to get it. I see you by the water with the green fruit trees. You're going to get They're not lemon trees, are they?
No, there's some figs and
figs,
some
of course.
Trees. Yeah.
Of course.
Thanks, Fred.
There you go. Congratulations, no, Fred.
Thank you.
That's great. That's great. Good
sure.
on you.
You tell you what didn't bear fruit, this segment, as far as I'm concerned.
And I think there's something in this.
We're getting Psychic Alison Maiden on tomorrow, and I can't wait to dob on you. How terrible you have been today. Carly, last year I said to you that I was very excited for an upcoming gig.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of good gigs coming to WA, but one that I was really excited for was a little group called The Chords. And they got bangers.
Not their banger. Just saying.
So many songs.
Well, that was three. One of them wasn't there.
I can keep going, mate. Don't play a game of course chicken with me. I will keep this out. These are the ones just in the system. These aren't even the B-track ones. They're even better. But very excited for this, to the point where the second that they said they were coming, I went, well, I'm getting tickets. Bought the tickets without even looking at the date. I said, I don't care. I'm going. It's going to be great. RAC Arena. It's in October. So booked the tickets. Not super cheap, but I got the tickets. All sorted. And then I went, well, I've got the tickets now. I should probably look when it is. It's the week that my mate is getting married, which shouldn't be a big deal, right? Because it's a Wednesday night. However, my mate is getting married in Margaret River, and he is making a week of it. Accommodation, winery visits, rehearsal dinners.
Your friend's taking the piss here. He's... A week. What is he, Splendor in the Grass? What, are you going to bring Lizzo out? Absolutely not.
That was a little bit my mindset, because that's when I booked the gig, and I said to Julia, I'm like, so we were meant to stay in accommodation from Wednesday night, which is obviously the night of The cause in Perth. So I've been kind of sitting on this for, well, what did I book on last year? So what are we in March now? For 3 months, I've been kind of going, how am I going to bring this one up? That I'm not going to be coming on the Wednesday night. I'm going to come on the Thursday night now because I'm going to be going seeing The cause. I finally brought it up. I caught up with my mate the other day and I did the smart thing where it was my mate and his fiance together, because I knew she'd be a little bit more understanding.
Two for one.
Right. And I was just like, oh, so how's the wedding planning going?
Yeah, good, good, good.
And then she also said some nice stuff. Then I said, so what day do you want us actually there in my room? Oh, well, you know,
smart.
The Wednesday night. I'm like, oh, because I was going to be there all day Thursday, because Wednesday I'm going to The cause. To which he looked at me puzzled, because he obviously doesn't know who The cause is, because he has no musical taste. But his fiance went, I love The cause. I went, I know, right? How good are they? She's like, do they have any songs? Absolutely they have songs. And we start reminiscing. And I'm off the hook.
The cause brings people together. You know what? I think she's going to end up ditching her own wedding festival and end up at The cause.
I think so as well, because she said, well, where's just tickets, Al Baby, as she famously always calls me. And I said, oh, like, here's the ticket. She's like, oh, do they have tickets to available? I'm like, yeah, probably. She's like, oh.
Oh, my God. So is she ditching her own wedding to come to The cause?
I think she's thinking about it. So maybe not the wedding itself, but definitely
also,
the week of festivities.
What are they doing on the Wednesday night? How many rehearsals?
I think there was
going to
be a lot of drinking, if I'm being honest. But you know what? Love to love.
How much does The cause cost? Maybe you can all chuck into a pot and get them to perform at the wedding festival.
I don't think they're going to do that sort of gig.
You don't think? Well, come on. Let's be honest. They're past their heyday. They could do with an extra bit of cash. They're already in the country. I'm not throwing shade. I appreciate the talent that is The cause. But let's be honest. They've had their day in the sun.
And it's coming up. October.
Okay.
Yeah. Would Hanson do a wedding?
Mate. They are still putting out new music.
So The cause.
Red, Green and Blue, their latest album, phenomenal.
Where
they're not
the
just hanging up their hats on the old hits, you know?
Yeah.
They're not just bopping.
They should. It's the biggest thing I ever did.
You can't get Hanson to play your wedding, please.
For listeners right now going, why did Hanson come out of this? I just love pushing these buttons with Carly because Hanson are trash.
They're not. Whoa! No! Put my mic back on!
The Fame Game.
Now, Carly, this is where we test my pop culture knowledge.
Yes.
I've done okay.
You've actually nailed a lot of this.
Your words. You're right, I am a star. Not necessary. Just trying to get on with the
what
day.
I think you're doing is you're trying to downplay how much pop culture knowledge is rubbing off on you. Because
to be honest, it's insulting because it means that it's all seeping into my brain where I try not to absorb any of this information.
Well, you know how I go on my rants, you know, sometimes
about who's doing what.
What are you ranting
about today?
The
Kardashian.
Somehow you are retaining that, whether you like it or not.
And I don't like it, but I am retaining it. So today is all about the Oscars, obviously, on Monday. That all went down.
We just had them. So I'm going to throw out three big deal actors and actresses, and you have to order them in order of who's won the most to least Oscars.
Okay. All right. I hope I've heard of these actors.
Now, I will say they have all won an Oscar, so there's a bit of a clue for you.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Excellent. First one, Nicole Kidman.
Okay. Australia's own.
Tom Hanks.
Okay. Tom will be up there, surely.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You've done well because these are all.
Exactly. All right, so, they're all up there. Without even
getting started, I'm just going to say Nicole's at the bottom. And not disrespect to her or anything because she is amazing. Obviously, we love Nicole Kidman. But, I mean, you're versing Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. They're both goats. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to happen. So Nicole's at the bottom.
But you've got to think, how many awards ceremonies has she been at?
Oh, she's been at all of them.
Like, she's a staple at the Oscars.
Yeah, but we saw The Rock was at the Oscars. It's not meaning he's winning one.
He was presenting.
Yeah, but he's not winning one.
That's true. Closest he's ever going to get to an Oscar.
His performance in Fast and Furious was so good, but alas, he is not winning an Oscar. So Nicole's at the bottom before we even get started. It's just easy for me.
All right.
But then it gets tough as we move forward.
It really does.
Tom Hanks, besides his performance in Elvis, he's been pretty good. He's been really good. Obviously,
he has the most return on investment of any actor out there.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
His return at the box office is in the billions.
Yeah. Yep, and I don't doubt it.
But then you look at Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
She's been in the game a long time.
And also, Tom Hanks has done these huge movies, these huge productions, you know, the Steven Spielberg massive numbers, and he nails them.
Yep.
But Meryl Streep's not afraid of an artsy film, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't mind getting her hands dirty. Besides Mamma Mia, she doesn't mind getting her hands dirty in a role that might not do so well
financially. And you got to think, with Meryl Streep too, like, there is 30 years between some of her awards.
Oh, yeah.
So she has a long time too. But then Tom Hanks also has the success.
But the thing is as well, is they can win Oscars for best supporting actor versus just main actor. And how often are they doing the supporting role versus... Because that's what Tom Hanks was trying to get with that Elvis movie that was terrible in. All right, I'm locking it in.
Okay.
I'm going to go. So Nicole Kidman's on the bottom. Love her, but she's on the bottom.
Okay.
Tom Hanks is second.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Meryl Streep first.
Okay.
That's not the way it is in my heart, but it's pretty close to that.
So, Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
You've nailed it.
Of course I did. Bang.
She has won only once.
Yep.
That's surprising.
Was that
surprising.
For the Hours?
It was.
Jeez, I'm good.
Interesting. She also got nominated. You were really nailing this.
Yep.
She also got nominated for four other times, didn't win, though.
Yeah. Moulin Rouge, I think, was one of those as well. Now, it wasn't Australia, was it? Oh, that was awful. All right.
Next up, we have...
So I said Tom Hanks is second.
Yes.
And?
You've nailed it.
Yes! I am so smart! I am a genius! Oh, my God, can your brain get any bigger?
I would have gone the other way if I didn't have the answers in front of me. So Tom Hanks has won an Oscar twice, right? So he won back-to-back years. He won in '93... Forrest Gump in '94.
And let me guess, it was Saving Private Ryan.
No, Philadelphia in '94.
Yep.
He's been nominated on 6 occasions.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been more. I thought it should have been more than
He always plays a leading man. That's the thing.
Yes.
He's never really doing too many supporting roles.
And Meryl Streep, one of the most awarded actresses ever, has only won 3 times. Now I understand why people get so emotional when they win an Oscar. It turns out it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's not as easy as, winning a radio award.
She has
been
nominated 21 times.
Yep.
There was 30 years in between her winning an Oscar. So she won in 1980 for Kramer vs. Kramer for Best Supporting Actress.
Yep.
And then she won two Best Actresses for Sophie's Choice in 1983 and then The Iron Lady in 2012.
She was great in that.
She was. Superstar. Never saw it.
There you go. Never saw it. There you go.
Never saw The Iron Lady.
You got some homework to do, mate.
Yeah.
Well, good to know I'm a genius.
Jeez, you really did nail that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not letting it get to my head. Nah, that's I'm pretty good, eh? Alan and Carly. Now, this is where it gets a little bit more risque, Carly.
Yeah. So just a little warning on that.
yeah, kids in the car, come back. Come back.
But let's talk about Rachel Bilson because we know her from the OC.
She was the brunette. Mm. There was two. There was Marissa.
Yeah.
And then there was her.
Why is...
And...
Oh, Heart of Dixie, of course, as well.
And Heart of Dixie, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was kind of like OC is really where she really became like, I mean, my crush. I had a crush on her, absolutely, when I was a teenager.
She was definitely a bit of an eek girl.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
But she's made headlines because she went on a podcast and revealed that she did not have an orgasm until she was 38.
It didn't happen for me until I was about 38, however
old. That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Same for my wife, who's currently 35. it's coming. Isn't that insane?
It's insane. But what's happened now as a result of that kind of going all over the internet is people are diving into her dating history now. And because you can imagine, as someone that was in a relationship with her for quite a while, that would be pretty jarring to hear.
Well, let's talk about them, shall we? Adam Brody. So he was in the OC as well. He was the other brunette.
You know what, though? I never thought he would get it over the line because, you know, we kind of met him as
an awkward
teenager, and that's when they were dating.
Yep.
So I feel like he would be very much like his character, the sweaty palms, like, I don't know. I don't really.
Wait, sweaty palms are a bad thing?
I don't know. I just wouldn't be relying on him to bring home the bacon.
No, but tell you someone you would rely on is Hayden Christensen, who, of course, played Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader in Star Wars, right? Wrong. Obviously, he didn't do it. But the person that is being credited for getting her over the line is one Bill Hader from the star of Barry. He was on SNL, you know, forgetting Sarah Marshall. He is hilarious and turns out competent.
Yeah. So they dated for 2 years and apparently she was absolutely devastated when they broke up.
I bet we know why. That's crazy. Good work to them, bud.
I also think that as much as people are like blaming the man, I also think like at what point do you not take matters into your own hands, you know?
Literally.
Literally.
The thing is, but you don't know what you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's not until someone's giving you the awakening.
Jeez, that would have been a big day for her.
But she would have just been like, oh, this is how it normally is. Like, you know, it's okay. Yeah. It was fun. And then all of a sudden, like, Bill Hader comes along and she goes, well, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what they broke up over.
I'll tell you what, they didn't break up over. Amazing
stuff. She would have been trying to hold on to that relationship.
Yeah, with both
hands. But anyway, she's got a new boyfriend. Wonder how he feels about hearing this.
Oh, geez. Hopefully he'll be
okay. She's talking about a challenge.
Yeah, that's a, well, anyway. Bill Hader's obviously set the bar. Good luck to everyone else.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.